This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Remicin, active ingredient, S. rifampicin. This leaflet provides important information about using Remicin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Remicin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Remicin? Remicin contains the active ingredient rifampicin. Remicin is an antibiotic which kills certain types of bacteria that can cause serious infections. Remicin is taken with other medicines to treat tuberculosis and is taken to treat leprosy. Remicin is used to treat Mycobacterium ulcerans, Bilirubin ulcer in combination with other antibiotics. Remicin is also taken to prevent the following diseases: meningococcal disease that can cause meningitis, infections caused by the bacteria Haemophilus influenzae type B. Despite the name, it is not related to influenza, the flu. Symptoms of this infection can include meningitis, pneumonia, or conjunctivitis. What should I know before I take Remicin? Warnings: do not take Remicin if you are allergic to rifampicin or other similar antibiotics such as rifaputin or rifaximin. You are allergic to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You are taking sequinavir, ritonavir. These medicines are used to treat acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, and human immunodeficiency virus, HIV infections. You have jaundice, yellowing of the eyes and skin. You are taking medicine called lurasidone, medicine for schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, as rifampicin may reduce blood levels of lurasidone. You are taking cabotegravir for stemsavir and lenacapavir for viral infections like HIV, as rifampicin may reduce the blood levels of these medicines. You are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. You have previously taken any rifampicin containing medicinal product and had liver problems. If you are unsure, talk to your doctor. Inflammation of the liver has been reported in patients taking Remicin with symptoms developing within a few days to a few months following the start of treatment. Stop using Remicin and contact a doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems. See section 6. Are there any side effects? Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, have any problems with your liver including liver disease, have a problem with bleeding or a tendency to bruise easily, have diabetes, are taking other antibiotics, wear soft contact lenses, urine, feces, saliva, sputum, sweat, tears and teeth may be colored red, orange, yellow, or brown by Remicin. Soft contact lenses may be permanently stained. Are taking any medicines for any other condition? Are taking oral contraceptives? You should change to an alternative method of birth control. Have any allergies to any other medicines or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes? Have a history of lung inflammation, interstitial lung disease, or pneumonitis? If you experience reappearance or worsening of symptoms of tuberculosis, see section 6. Are there any side effects? Develop a rash or experience any symptoms of thrombotic microangiopathy during your treatment, see section 6. Are there any side effects? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Remicin should not be used while breastfeeding. Remicin passes into breast milk and there is a possibility your baby may be affected. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Remicin and affect how it works. Remicin should not be taken with the following medicines: the combination of sequinavir and ritonavir, antiviral agents used to treat acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS and human immunodeficiency virus, HIV infections. Medicines used to treat viral infections, such as cabotegravir, for stemsavir and lenacapavir. If you are taking Dapsone, an antibiotic with rifampicin, it may cause methemoglobinemia, decrease in oxygen in your blood, caused by changes in red blood cells. If you are taking paracetamol and rifampicin, it can increase the risk of liver damage. Halothane, a general anesthetic, a sleep-inducing medicine. Medicines used to treat hepatitis C, antiviral agents, such as daclitaxvir, cimeprivir, sofosbuvir and telaprevir. Cephalosporin antibiotics, such as cefazolin used to treat infection. Oral contraceptives. Rimisin and some medicines may interfere with each other, and affect how they work, such as antacids, atovaquone, isoniazid, p-aminosalicylic acid, PAS, mifepristone. Medicines for the treatment or prevention of breast cancer. Medicines used to treat thyroid deficiency. Medicines for nocturnal cramps. Medicines for breathing difficulties. Medicines to treat diabetes. Medicines to treat nausea or vomiting. Heart or blood related. Medicines that thin the blood, such as clopidogrel. Medicines to lower cholesterol. Medicines for treating heart problems. Medicines for treating high blood pressure, such as enalapril. Infections or immune system related. Medicines to treat bacterial infections such as antibiotics. Medicines to treat fungal infections, such as caspofungin, fluconazole, itraconazole, or ketoconazole. Medicines to treat tuberculosis or leprosy. Medicines for treating human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Medicines to treat malaria. Medicines to treat inflammatory conditions. Medicines used to keep the body from rejecting transplanted organs. Mental health, brain, or pain related. Medicines to treat mental illnesses, such as anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, or bipolar disorder. Medicines used to control or prevent seizures. Medicines that can cause sedation. Medicines for pain. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect remisin. How do I take remisin? How much to take? Follow the instructions provided when remisin was prescribed, including the number of days it should be taken. Swallow remisin capsules whole with a glass of water. If you need to take an antacid, take it at least 1 hour after your dose of remisin. When to take remisin? Remisin capsules should be taken on an empty stomach at least 30 minutes before or 2 hours after a meal. If you forget to take remisin, remisin should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take the dose as soon as you remember, and then resume taking remisin as directed. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are unsure about taking the next dose, speak to your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much remisin, if you think that you have used too much remisin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 1-311-126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much remisin, you may experience nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, itching, headache, tiredness, dizziness, swelling, fast or uneven heartbeat, or other problems with heart beating. What should I know while taking remisin? Things you should do. You should see your doctor monthly for a checkup. Your doctor may order blood tests from time to time to check your progress or check for any side effects. Continue taking remisin exactly as prescribed by your doctor. If you have a blood test or urine test, tell your doctor you are taking remisin. Remisin may affect the results of some blood and urine tests. If you are about to be started on a new medicine, including oral contraceptives, tell your doctor that you are taking remisin. If you are using oral contraception, you should change to alternative methods of birth control. Call your doctor straight away if you develop new or sudden worsening of shortness of breath, possibly with a dry cough or fever that is not responding to antibiotic treatment. These could be symptoms of lung inflammation, interstitial lung disease or pneumonitis, and can lead to serious breathing problems due to collection of fluid in the lungs, and interfere with normal breathing, which can lead to life-threatening conditions. Become, or intend to become pregnant. Are breastfeeding, or intend to breastfeed. Are about to start taking any new medicine. Remind any doctor, surgeon, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Remisin. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine because you feel better. If you do not complete the full treatment, your infection may not completely clear or may return. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Remisin affects you. Remisin may cause dizziness, drowsiness, or other undesirable effects in some people. Looking after your medicine. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the packaging on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Central nervous system related. Drowsiness. Fatigue. Difficulty in concentrating. Confusion. Mental problems. General. Problems with your period. Urine, feces, saliva, sputum, sweat, tears and teeth may be colored red-orange, yellow, or brown by Remisin. Soft contact lenses may be permanently stained. Skin or eye-related. Yellow discoloration of skin or eyes. Conjunctivitis. Problems with your eyesight. Thrush-related. White furry sore tongue and mouth. These are signs of oral thrush. Sore and itchy vagina with or without discharge. These are signs of vaginal thrush. Muscle or nerve-related. Poor coordination. Muscle weakness. Pain in the fingers or toes. Numbness. Stomach or gut-related. Heartburn. Loss of appetite. Nausea. Vomiting. Upset stomach. Gut discomfort. Wind. Cramps. Diarrhea. Do not take any diarrhea medicine without first checking with your doctor. Blood-related. High blood levels of uric acid. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Liver-related. Nausea or vomiting. Fever. Feeling tight. Loss of appetite. Dark-colored urine. Light-colored feces. Yellowing of the skin or white part of the eyes. Itching. Rash or upper stomach pain. What to do? Stop using Remisin and immediately contact a doctor if you experience any of these symptoms. These symptoms may be signs of liver injury, skin-related, severe red and or itchy skin, blisters or pimples, bleeding, peeling, or bruising of the skin, blood and lymph-related, blood in the urine, or any other urination disturbances, severe bleeding or bruising more easily than normal, blood clots in small blood vessels, thrombotic microangiopathy. Symptoms may include increased bruising, bleeding, fever, extreme weakness, headache, dizziness, or lightheadedness. Your doctor may find changes in your blood and the function of your kidneys. General. Itching. Weakness. Loss of appetite. Nausea. Vomiting. Stomach or gut pain. Yellowing of the eyes or skin or dark urine. Worsening of tuberculosis symptoms which are typically associated with exaggerated inflammatory symptoms, reported between 2 weeks and as late as 18 months after the initiation of anti-tuberculosis treatment. These symptoms include fever, swollen lymph nodes, breathlessness, and cough. Other symptoms include headache, and gut symptoms such as loss of appetite and weight loss, fever, chills, headache, or dizziness, bone pain. New or sudden worsening of shortness of breath, possibly with a cough or fever, interstitial lung disease or pneumonitis. Liver-related. Inflammation of the liver is shown by yellowing of the skin and white part of eyes. This may be associated with an increase in liver enzymes as shown through a blood test. Allergy-related. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in breathing or swallowing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. stomach, or gut-related. Severe stomach cramps or gut cramps, watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. Do not take any diarrhea medicine without first checking with your doctor. Fever, in combination with one or both above. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of these serious side effects, particularly if they occur several weeks after stopping treatment with remicin. These are rare, but serious side effects. You may have a rare serious condition affecting your bowel, which may need urgent medical attention. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What remicin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 150 mg or 300 mg of rifampicin per capsule. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Ascorbic acid. Brilliant blue FCF. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Erythrocene. Gelatin. Lactose monohydrate. Magnesium stearate. Purified talc. Purified water. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Titanium dioxide. Remicin 150 capsules also contain iron oxide red, iron oxide yellow, potential allergens, lactose and sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What remicin looks like. Remicin 150 mg capsule is a size 3 hard gelatin capsule, maroon body with black cap, OSTAR 48230. Remicin 300 mg capsules is a size 1 hard gelatin capsule with maroon body and cap, OSTAR 48231. Remicin comes in bottles of 10 and 100 capsules. Who distributes remicin? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was revised in September 2025. Remicin is a Viatris company trademark. Remicin_CMI.EP25/00.